Well, Saints, sure is good to be back with you all for another Percy Quinn / Jackson conference. It's a real privilege to me to be with you all. These conferences have been a very rich experience for me personally, not just because I speak, but because we're conferring together, right? We're together fellowshipping around the Word of God and concerning God's interests on the earth today. I do have to say this, that for this particular conference, in preparing for it, I experienced a lot of attack from the enemy. And there's a reason for that, and I will try here at the beginning to explain why. Whenever we can, let me put it this way, we can talk about the building up of the body of Christ. We can listen to messages about it, read about it, we can discuss it, fellowship about it, and in a sense, as far as the enemy is concerned, that's fine. But once we begin to take practical and actual steps for the building up of the body, there will be trouble. And I can use the example in the Old Testament, of which we are now living the reality of. The Israelites were in captivity in Babylon, and it appears that they were doing okay in Babylon. But the Lord stirred up some spirits of some of the Israelites to go back to the good land. And so, not the top-notch Israelites, but, you know, you could call them ragtags of Israel, decided and prompted by the Lord to go back. To do what? Let me ask you. Why did they go back? For a change of scenery? They went back to rebuild the temple. And of course, after that, the city of Jerusalem. And why was that important in God's economy to rebuild the temple? Because without the temple being rebuilt in the Old Testament, the Lord Jesus, according to prophecy, would not be able to come the first time. And so, you know, when they went back and they were there, you know, just in the land, no problem. But once they began to rebuild the temple, trouble came. You can read all about it in the Old Testament, right? Tobiah, Sanballat, and all of those neighbors became enemies. They harassed and they persecuted to the extent that the Israelites that had returned and who were building used one hand for building and the other hand to hold a weapon, because they were fighting a battle. Saints, the important thing today is for us to build up the body of Christ. Amen. For what? So that this same Lord will come again. Amen. A second time. This is even, this is too crucial. Amen. The body of Christ needs to be built up, but if we are serious about it, we can expect trouble. But greater is the Lord that's within us and with us than the one who is stirring up all the opposition.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Right? Christ is victor.
Amen.
We really believe it.
Amen.
But trouble will come. Because the enemy knows that if those builders, who are also called overcomers, rise up and do that work, that his time on this, actually to operate so freely, even in the heavens, that time is limited.
Amen.
And so he will fight. So saints, that's kind of an introduction to the introduction. In other words, what we are going to touch this weekend is something of a word of righteousness, I would say. It is a sober, a serious word. We need to consider the times that we are living in. As we look at the world situation, it seems like it's about to blow up. And pretty soon they'll be begging for a man to rise up to control the situation. You know what I mean. With Israel, they're ready to build the physical temple. Apparently they've got all the materials. So they're right there ready. How about the church? Is the church right there ready? Well, as we go through this weekend, we'll see how ready we are. And saints, my prayer for this conference is for a response.
Amen.
I was with the Lord, and I was saying to the Lord, Lord, even if there's one person that would respond this weekend,
amen.
I mean, really respond, mean business.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, that would be worth the trip.
Amen.
Of course. I hope there will be more than one.
Amen.
But there's a price, as we will see, to pay for this. You look at the title. Being vitalized as overcomers to cooperate with God in his present move. You know, that word vitalize, that doesn't mean, oh, let's call on the Lord three times and we're vitalized. No. You get a little injection of life, but to be vitalized is what we really need, and that has a price tag. And he that has an ear, let him hear. To be vitalized as overcomers, I don't want us to be cowed by this word overcomers. Think that that is just for somebody like Brother Lee or Brother Nee, right? Multi-talented brothers. Benson, you know, brothers like this. No, as we will see as the weekend goes on, I truly believe that most of the overcomers are the one talented members.
Amen.
Like you and like me.
Amen.
Those are the ones that need to rise up.
Amen.
And I'll read to you in a coming message a quote from Brother Nee If those one talented members rise up, Satan will really tremble.
Amen.
And the Lord will gain what he is after. Being vitalized as overcomers to do what? Simply to cooperate. Cooperate with God. God is operating. We need to cooperate. Cooperate. Right? We need to co-labor together with God. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Cooperate for what? Cooperate with God in his present move, which is to carry out his economy in this age, which is to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
I hope all of us would zero in this weekend on that goal. You know, I've been in the Lord's recovery my entire adult life. A lot of decades. And I wonder if I have seen this or am seeing this. The actual, practical building up of the body of Christ. That you can see it. And you could be involved with it practically, more than just listening to messages and thinking that by listening to messages and by being constituted as an individual, somehow the body will be built up. I'm not saying anything against listening to messages. If anything, we need to listen to more. We need the teachings. We need the seven feasts as a base for whatever we want to do. But saints, if we think that just that somehow is going to build up the body, I believe, Lord cover me, we are mistaken. Brother Lee ministered for many years in this country. And eventually he released the life study and the conclusion messages. And after he finished, he put his pen down. And he was bothered by one thing, the lack of increase in the Lord's recovery. And the lack of vitality. Because eventually, he told a number of brothers, he said, I'm not as bothered by the outward opposition to the Lord's recovery as I am about the deadness of the saints. That's what Brother Lee said. And, you know, in his mind, he is there releasing life studies, life studies, life studies. For what? Like it was 11 years, right? 11 years, and then the conclusion. And then what does he see? Low increase. Increase, dear saints, is not just a matter of numbers. Increase, or lack thereof, is a life matter. It's a life matter. So there's a problem with life. And so he went to the Lord, to the Word, and to the laboratory to discover, right, the biblical way to have the church life. And of course, in his last 12 years, he laid that out for the saints. How much the saints have picked it up? You know, he started this 38 years ago. How much the saints have picked it up, the Lord knows. But what he laid out is the blueprint for the building up of the body of Christ practically.
Amen.
And I was encouraged recently to hear that in Germany, now they're having trainings on the so-called God-ordained way. I'm not here on a bandwagon. No. Actually, the God-ordained way eventually focused in on what called the vital groups. If you remember our last conference, that was the last message.
Vital groups.
Vital groups. Not groups. Vital groups. And that vital group, or groups, doesn't have to be that many of them, are the vehicle through which the Lord will actually and practically build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
I really believe it.
Amen.
You could say I'm crazy. You go ahead. If you have a better solution, right? You know, we're open. I better hurry up. I'm not even started on the outline. The last two times I was with y'all here, we were on the matter of life and service. And in a sense, we're still on it. Look at this title, being vitalized. What is that? Life. And cooperate with God. What is that? That's service. So in a sense, we're still on this matter. Brother Lee said these two things are crucial in the Lord's recovery. And we need them both. We need the life. And we need the teaching. But we also need the service. And we need the practice. Both. Brother Lee mentioned in one of the books that I recommend you read in the further readings at the bottom. He said in teaching, we're very good in the Lord's recovery. And thank the Lord for it, right? Don't you thank the Lord that we are still very good, very healthy in teaching?
Amen.
Seven feasts, plus, plus. But he said, healthy in teaching, but not in practice. So he went to the Lord in his last years. I believe this was from the Lord's urging. To deal with this shortage in the Lord's recovery. Well, saints, this conference, you could say, is a kind of a call for overcomers.
Amen.
And again, don't be cowed by that word, overcomers. Don't put that like, whoa. You know what Brother Nee said in the introduction to the orthodoxy of the church? He said, overcomers are not ones that are above the level. They are ones that are at the level. The level of what? Being normal. Being normal. In other words, it's not a Superman. You know, we have this concept, overcomers are Superman. That's from the devil. Overcomers are normal.
Amen.
So this conference, saints, is a call for overcomers.
Amen.
And it is a pathway to be an overcomer.
Amen.
It's a call and it's a pathway.
Amen.
That's what this conference is. I look to the Lord. It's his recovery. We need the overcomers. I really appreciate in the past training on Samuel, right? We had the Hannah ministry. Didn't you enjoy that?
Yes.
The Hannah ministry. To pray for what? To pray for, of course, a son. But that son was no ordinary son. That son was the means by which the Lord turned the age.
Amen.
Samuel. Right? He was an overcomer. And I think, saints, we all need to pick up the hand of ministry these days. Right? The church needs to catch up a little bit. And I would even say the church needs to produce the overcomers. They catch up. We need to pray, Lord, raise up the overcomers. It is high time. You know, in the past, I looked at this as something in the future. Now I look at it as I'm older. I look at it as something urgently for today.
Amen.
Overcomers!
Amen.
We need to pray that they would rise up today.
Amen.
Today we need to pray for the overcomers. And if we cooperate with the Lord, we need to pray that we would be an overcomer. You know, it's like the Lord showed the disciples. He said, the fields are white unto harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would thrust out laborers into the harvest. And I think the disciples picked up his word and prayed. And guess what? They got thrust out. So saints, we need to pray, Lord, raise up the overcomers, and then get ready. The Lord might raise you up. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh, it would be so wonderful if this whole room would be the overcomers. Again, I say, as we will see as we go through this weekend, the overcomers are not according to our concept. The price is high, but the reward is higher. The reward is higher. And I would say the negative side, you don't want. That is to spend the 1,000 years of the kingdom age making up what we could have grasped today. Well, let us go to the outline. This is a long outline, and we're going to basically quickly read through A, B, and C and spend most of our time on D. I apologize for this outline. It has not been formatted. That was not the intention. Mine is properly formatted, but it was not properly formatted. I apologize for this. But I still think you can follow along. It's just not properly indented. That means you have to pay more attention. Might be of the Lord. Roman numeral 1, and this is the title, actually, of this message. God's move on the earth for the accomplishment of his eternal economy. And saints, from the beginning, God has been moving for the accomplishment of his economy. But with the different peoples that he has endeavored to move through, there has been failure, failure, failure. And that's what we'll see in A, B, and C. And saints, as we read through this, put yourself, so to speak, in God's shoes. How he wants to carry out what has been in his heart since eternity past. Put yourself in God's shoes, how desirous he is to carry out what is on his heart. And he comes to this group. Then he comes to this group. Then he comes to this group. Put yourself in God's shoes. The first group that God attempted to move through was the Adamic race. That is, the created race. And through the Adamic race, God intended to move with the tree of life as the center and the goal. And God's intention with this Adamic race was that he would be taken by man as life. Right? He put him right in front of the tree of life. It's quite clear what he was after. And he was desiring to be one with man in an organic union, even in that first race. To do what? To have a body in humanity as the corporate expression of the triune God. That was what was in God's mind. If you don't believe it, when you see the Lord, ask him. But then point three, man's failure. We could see as we read through Genesis, man was distracted from God's ordained line of life. God's way is always on the line of life. But man got distracted right from the start. And eventually, he became flesh. Right? Genesis 6:3, God says, "My spirit will not always strive with men." Seeing that he has become flesh. And so, with this failure, God's judgment came in, first by water with the flood, and then by fire with Sodom and Gomorrah. We've got the references here in Genesis. And God's judgment was to do what? To destroy the fallen Adamic race. And he did so. End of A. We're going through this quick. Then B, another race. And what race is that? The called race, right? The Abrahamic race. He called Abraham. Through the Abrahamic race, God had the good land as the center and the goal. The good land. And his intention was to have a people on the earth to be one with him. B, to carry out his economy. That what? Christ might be brought into humanity through incarnation. And see, God's intention is to take, that the people would take, possess, and enjoy the good land as a full type of Christ before Christ came to be a man. You see, here's God. He tried once. Now here he is. He tries again. Now, three, Israel, right? The descendants of Abraham. Israel's failure. They did not fully enter into God's goal, that is the good land. You know, you read Numbers. Not taking and possessing the good land by destroying the Canaanites. Remember that story of the Gibeonites? They got tricked, and so the Gibeonites remained. And then there were other tribes and nations there that remained. They were not driven out. And not remaining, see, in the enjoyment of the good land by walking with God. They did not walk with God. Read the book of Judges. What a mess. And it ends up, every man doing what is right in his own eyes. The end. So, for that failure, God came in to judge once again. And what did the Israelites do? A, wandering in the wilderness. B, oppressed by the remaining Canaanites, the ones they didn't drive out. C, captured eventually and subdued by the Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, and ultimately the Romans. D, scattered to the nations throughout the world. You can find Jews everywhere. Am I right? They've been scattered. And E, a very sad point, given up by God. You read Matthew 21, 43. This is quite a serious matter. God has given them up. And all of this, point F, to keep them away from the enjoyment of the good land. They forfeited that, and God continues to keep them away. Then, we have a third group, the church. And we might say, hallelujah. Here is the success. Careful. Don't just think that the historical church or today's Christianity is a failure. Saints, I'm not saying that we are a failure, but neither am I saying that we are not a failure. How about us? The church. Remember, Jerusalem typifies the church, right? To Jerusalem we've come, right? We are through with Babylon. When I came to the recovery 53 years ago now, it seems like yesterday, this is what we sang. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we're in the Jerusalem. But now we realize that even in Jerusalem, there is another entity. And what is that? Zion. Within Jerusalem, there's Zion. This point C is talking about Jerusalem. Sorry. With the unique Christ as the center and the goal. Right? This is through the church. And God's intention with the church, A, to bring forth and build up the church as the body of Christ for the corporate expression of the process triune God. And again, I ask, has this been done? No. Because we're still here. If it has been done, I think we'd all know it and the Lord would be back. Am I right?
Yeah.
And of course, ultimately, God's intention is for the consummation of the New Jerusalem. His immediate goal in this age, build up the body. His ultimate goal in eternity future, the New Jerusalem. Nah, but now, point three, the church's failure. Distracted from the enjoyment of Christ. Saints, not only the church, how about you and me? Distracted from the enjoyment of Christ. You know, I'm on Facebook, not as a spy, but because I wanted to keep up with former trainees. And I have, but I can't help noticing, not only former trainees, but saints. I can't help noticing where they are, what they are eating, what they are drinking. What is this? Distracted from the enjoyment of Christ. Saints, do you think if our enjoyment of Christ was full and as it should be, we wouldn't care for any of that? You know, if you eat a steak, forget the hot dog. You know what I mean? The Lord is better.
Amen.
Much better.
Amen.
But if we're distracted from the enjoyment of Christ, we will automatically, because with us, there's no neutral. We will automatically go in another direction. And then the church's failure, point B, becoming mixed Christianity. We've got the verse there, Matthew 13, 33. The woman, that's actually Jezebel, right? Becoming the institutional church, took fine flour, right? Indicating the pure word of God, even the pure Christ, and mixed in leaven. Mixed leaven. What is leaven? Worldly things, sinful things, dark things, fleshly things. Mixing that in with the fine flour. So the church, through the centuries, has become mixed Christianity. And so, God's judgment on the church? Point four, God's judgment. Condemnation on the fallen church. And cutting the deformed church off from the enjoyment of Christ. Very interesting point. This is Brother Lee's utterance, by the way. But the reference is John 15, 2, which shows the branch that is in the vine, a bona fide branch, a bona fide believer in Christ, is in the vine, but not bearing fruit. That is deformed. That's not right. And so that person is cut off from the vine. What does that mean? You lose your salvation? No, we'll see more about this later. No, of course not. You're still saved. But you are cut off from the rich enjoyment of Christ, not only today, but in the next age. Oh, saints, you know, if you really saw the import of that verse and that whole chapter about bearing fruit and consider your destiny could be either this wonderful or that awful, you would become desperate. You know what I mean, saints? You would become desperate. Lord, I don't want to be cut off because I'm barren. Anyway, this is God's judgment. And God's judgment, finally, little C says, is to let the overcomers rise up. Let the overcomers rise up. And I want to read a quote here. It's from the Training and Practice of the Vital Groups. Page 11, God's judgment on the fallen and deformed church is to let the overcomers rise up. God realizes he has only one option left. The overcomers. In God's move through the Adamic race, through the Abrahamic race, and through the church, there was failure. God's judgment, however, was for the purpose of raising up the overcomers. This is why in the last book of the Bible, Revelation, That's why there is the last book of the Bible, that is Revelation. In the book of Revelation, there is the unique call of the head, Christ, for his believers, for them to be his overcomers.
Amen.
Saints, I really believe in these days, we need to be reading the book of Revelation.
Amen.
You know, it says, blessed are those that read the prophecy of this book.
Amen.
You want to be blessed?
Yes.
Read Revelation.
Amen.
You want your eyes to be opened?
Amen.
Read Revelation.
Amen.
You want to be stirred up in a proper way?
Amen.
Read Revelation.
Amen.
He's calling his believers to be overcomers. There's the unique call at the close of each of the seven epistles to the churches in Revelation 2 and 3. The head, Christ, sounded out his call for the overcomers. He repeats this call seven times. We've got all the verses. The book of Revelation is not a book merely to tell us about the beasts or about the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. The book of Revelation is a book concerning the overcomers. We need to pay full attention to the Lord's calling of the overcomers. This weekend, saints, we need to pay attention to this. And saints, I would say again, if the Lord leads you, these overcomers in Brother Lee's mind are the members of the vital groups. Not exclusively. I believe many throughout the ages will be overcomers. They weren't in a vital group. But I'm talking about today. I'm talking about today in the situation in which we are in the world and even in the church today. We need this group, these groups,
amen.
These vital groups, right? Now they're having a training. I told you in Germany about this. It seems like the Lord is moving the saints to get practical. Of course, through the overcomers, the pneumatic Christ, point one, is the center and the goal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is the Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is pneumatic.
Amen.
He's the center. He's the goal. Saints, what's your center? Oh, Lord, what's my center? It needs to be that one who is right in our spirit. He's the center and he's the goal. He's the one toward which we press. The sevenfold spirit in Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, is the eyes of the Lamb. Isn't that something? The Lamb, that is Christ the Redeemer. His eyes there are the sevenfold intensified spirit. Christ is the Spirit today. He is also, according to Philippians 1, the bountiful supply for the overcomers. Do you want to be an overcomer?
Amen.
Well, that's kind of a lukewarm response. Of course, if I ask you again, it'll be a performance. But anyway, that's a good performance because you're standing with your spirit.
Amen.
Do you want to be an overcomer?
Amen.
That's good. You have the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ
Amen.
To be one.
Amen.
You have more than you need. Will you take it? Well, the pneumatic Christ as the center and the goal with the overcomers in the recovery of seven items. And those items, little a through little g, the participation in the process triune God. This needs to be recovered. The love of God, the grace of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We need to participate. Don't just know the teaching. Participate. Practice to enjoy the triune God. You know, Satan is there. Dab, 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 dab. You just. Then secondly, the recovery of the rich enjoyment of the all-inclusive and all-extensive Christ. What a Christ we have.
Amen.
Pictured in the land in the Old Testament. We've had picture after picture in the recent trainings concerning this all-inclusive and all-extensive Christ. Then see the full experience of the consummated compound spirit. I like this. Full experience. Saints, please pay attention. We don't just dabble in the spirit. We want the full experience. We want the full experience of the consummated compound spirit. Everything is in that spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you short of something? Yeah, be honest. We're short of a lot, but everything is in the Spirit.
Amen.
Everything
Amen.
Is in the Spirit.
Amen.
So we need the full experience.
Amen.
Don't think you've arrived. Oh, we need the full experience. We need to pray, Lord, bring me into the full experience of the consummated compound spirit.
Amen.
I like to forget what I think I know.
Right.
And then D, the recovery of the absolute living by the eternal life.
Amen.
The overcomers are here for this. They're not here for ethical conduct. They're here for absolute living by the eternal life.
Amen.
Akka, the God-man living.
Amen.
Am I right?
Yes.
Saints, this needs to be recovered.
Amen.
And it's the overcomers who will recover.
Amen.
We've been hearing about all these points for years. Now we need a group that will recover it by practicing it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't think, you know, message. You know, you look at your whatever level and it's the same. You need the plus the You get me?
Yeah.
And then E, the recovery. So former trainees are laughing because I'm known for my sound effects. I like that. With an emphasis on the
Amen.
E, the recovery of the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
This is the goal of God's economy in this age. We hear about it, we read about it, we talk about it, we prophesy about it. But saints, where is it? It needs to be recovered.
Amen.
Practically and actually. And corporately. You know, saints, think about it. You know, when you hear the word corporate, be honest with me. When you hear the word corporate, oh, don't you think of 200 people or more? We think about that, right? We think that way. It's a big number. But let me tell you, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's corporate.
Amen.
Am I right?
Yes.
And the Lord can get real detailed, real practical. He could penetrate like he has not been able to in a large setting.
Amen.
You get my point?
Yes.
I tell you, this is what the Lord wants. I'm getting crazy now.
Amen.
This is what the Lord wants today. He wants these rooms.
Amen.
Is it corporate? Yes. Yes, it's corporate. But the Lord can be very particular.
Amen.
And of course, if they're caring for new ones, instead of listening to messages, very good, very good, very good, 2 days later, forget everything. Instead of that, you've got new ones that, right? It's for something.
Amen.
It's for something.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
That is the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
We need new ones. You know, I was at a conference in Northern California, and I was sharing about, you know, we need new blood. We need new ones. You know, and so, I mean, that wasn't what the message was about, but that was part of the message. And I remember I sat down, and there were long lines of people that wanted to testify. And one young man got up there, and he, I found out, had been in the church life for about 6 weeks. And he got up there and he said, "We need new ones." And I thought, you know, if I could have shot up to the moon, I would have done it. Hallelujah! We need new blood.
Amen.
New ones.
Amen.
We need new ones.
Amen.
What do you think the building needs? The building needs materials.
Amen.
I'm thankful for those that have been here for 20, 30 years. Hallelujah for them. They've been holding the ground, but we need new ones.
Amen.
New blood.
Amen.
New ones.
Amen.
Think of what that would do to our meetings. You know, even if spiritually speaking, the new ones get up and they, you know, their testimony is like, ga, 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 goo, goo, ga, 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 goo, goo. Spiritually.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but I tell you, for us that have been here for so many years, that's like, of course, you can then you help them to graduate from gaga goo goo to something a little bit more advanced. Oh, we need it, saints. This is not the point, but to build up the body of Christ. Oh, we need the materials.
Amen.
And men are the materials.
Amen.
And the more men, the more the Father is glorified.
Amen.
Then, through these overcomers, I got to watch the time. We have the recovery of the practice of the churches on the local ground. Everything that I've been talking about, vital groups, all, you know, all of these things, is within the local church.
Amen.
It's within the local church.
Amen.
On the proper ground. Zion is in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Do you follow what I'm trying to say?
Amen.
You know, don't think, oh, I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go to, you know, what's a remote place in Mississippi?
Sardis.
Mississippi? What a name. I mean, don't say, I'm going to Sardis to start a vital group. Don't do that. And don't stop your existing home meeting either. But look to the Lord. You will see more as we go through this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're in the local churches.
Amen.
And saints, I do believe if the Lord raises up within the local churches vital groups, that is going to have an effect. I'm getting crazy. That is going to have an effect on the whole church.
Amen.
Oh, it's going to affect the whole church.
Amen.
I know I'm crazy. Then the last point, the recovery of the keeping of the oneness of the body of Christ. Of course, we need to do that. The overcomers will exercise to keep the oneness of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Then what is God's intention with the overcomers? The Lord's intention with these overcomers is to consummate, here it is again, the building up of the body of Christ. It is in the age of overcomers that this is finally going to happen.
Amen.
Again, I ask you, has the body of Christ been built up? No, answer me.
No,
it hasn't. If it has, the Lord would be back.
Right.
The bride would be ready.
Right.
But he's not back. Right?
Right?
Am I missing something?
No.
No, he's not. It is in this age of the overcomers that this building of the body of Christ will be consummated.
Amen.
We need to pay our full attention here. Again, I say, boy, I'm so glad. I have never had a Friday night like this where nearly all the seats are filled. That was a gripe of mine, as you recall. Empty seats. But my gripe has been somewhat reduced. The gaps are another one. See about gaps. Well, the building up of the body, the consummation of the building up, again, I use these words, is actual and practical.
Amen.
Not doctrines, not theoretical. The goal now is to build up the body of Christ in this age. To consummate the building up of the body of Christ, and then little b, to usher in the New Jerusalem. That is the ultimate goal.
Amen.
Saints, you realize the New Jerusalem is in two stages. Do you realize that? I guess they don't. Did you read Revelation? You know, Revelation talks about, in chapters 2 and 3 with the overcomers, it talks about the tree of life, and it talks about the city of my God, the New Jerusalem. But it talks about those two things in the call for the overcomers. So, the overcomers, I don't have the time to elaborate on this particular point. The overcomers will enjoy the New Jerusalem in its early stage.
Amen.
Just pack that away. Pack that away. They will enjoy the New Jerusalem during the 1,000 years. Right? They will be built in and go no more out in the 1,000 years.
Amen.
That call for the overcomers is for the kingdom.
Amen.
The 1,000 years.
Amen.
They will eat of the tree of life.
Amen.
Which is in the paradise of God.
Amen.
In the 1,000 years. Then everybody else who was not up to the standard, during those 1,000 years, they'll have to make it up. And saints, as I say that, maybe because you've heard it before, you have become hard in your heart. I tell you, that should bother you.
Amen.
Even the thought of having to make up while others are enjoying. You know, there are illustrations in the New Testament from the Lord Jesus that show some will be excluded. Right? Listen to me. Right? the wedding feast, it says at a certain point, and the door was shut.
Amen.
And the door was shut. Open to us, open to us. I don't know. I don't recognize you. You're not up to the standard. Or outer darkness. Right? That's way out. I mean, darkness is bad enough. Outer darkness is worse. That's out. Light and enjoyment is here. Outer darkness is there. You need to think about these things until we become desperate.
Amen.
You and me and all of us.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Point three, the overcomer's success.
Amen.
Let me read that again. The overcomer's success.
Amen.
Remember, the first three was failure, failure, failure. Now we have success.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The overcomer's success.
Amen.
To be vital. What are the overcomers? They're vital. You know what vital means? Living and active.
Amen.
Life and service.
Amen.
Vital. That's
Amen.
Brother Lee's definition. Living and active. Saints, are you living?
Amen.
Are you active?
Yes.
How about let's perform? Are you living?
Yes.
Stand with your spirit.
Amen.
We have a spirit of faith.
Amen.
Right? We have a spirit of faith.
Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
Therefore I speak.
Amen.
Are you vital?
Amen.
Are you living?
Amen.
Are you active?
Amen.
May it be so.
Amen.
With all of us.
Amen.
Would to the Lord. They're vital. They are living. And we'll see more of this tomorrow morning. Versus the deadness of Sardis. And they are active versus the lukewarmness of Laodicea. Saints, are you living or are you dying?
Living.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to be vitalized.
Amen.
We'll touch this tomorrow morning. A crucial message. It's at 8:30. Will you be here?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Will you be you really have to be an overcomer. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there were more tomorrow at 8:30 than there were here tonight?
Amen.
That would be so wonderful.
Amen.
We shall see.
Amen.
Living and active. Saints, are you proud of your knowledge?
No.
Are you knowledge oriented? Think about it. I know more than you. And so the brethren became this way. You know, they were handed one brother was handed a magazine from another group. And you know what the brethren response was? I don't even want to look at it. You know, we've seen what they've seen, but they haven't seen what we've seen. This is pride. Knowledge oriented. Knowledge puffs up. Love builds up.
Amen.
Teachings, 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 but poor practice. We need to be vitalized, dear saints, and we need to take action. Isn't there a verse in the Old Testament about taking action? Right. Didn't we have it recently in one of the training? Take action. Don't just know. Yeah, I know that. I know the house is burning down. I know that. Yeah, or I know that's a rattlesnake right there. Yeah, I know that. Better take action. Get out of there. Then they are vital, the overcomers, in their success, in four things. And here is where the price is, saints. Number one, in saving sinners, not just to put notches in your spiritual gun, you know, like some do. Oh, I've gotten this many saved. No, you save sinners for what? That they may become the members of Christ. That is our view. Christ needs more members. We need that kind of increase. If you're barren, you're defeated. Maybe we all need to chew on that phrase. If we're barren, we're defeated. Brother Lee said, even one person we would bring to the Lord as a member of the body in a year would be wonderful. One. Can't you see? Can't you project saints to the judgment seat? You know, the Lord will ask us, you know, how many did you remember? I shared that quote. I'm going to read another one tomorrow or Lord's Day. Similar. How many did you get saved to be members of my body? And we stand there, you know. We can't even remember one. So you need to think about these things. It's not, oh, I don't like to think about that. No, you need to think about it. We're going to see him. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, like we saw last time, to give an account. You know, the Lord's a businessman. He doesn't want money. He wants people.
Amen.
People. And saints, you know, Brother Lee encouraged us. You know, it's very easy. You know, you get, you know, you turn 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Ah, this doesn't work. We need to be persistent. We're persistent in other things. Persistent in selling our house for the top dollar. But we're persistent. We're persistent in getting that thing that we really want at the best price. We're persistent. Persistent, persistent. But saints, how about bearing fruit? I want to read another quote. And here it is. According to Matthew 25, the Lord has given each one of us at least one talent of money for us to deposit with the money changers so that we can make some interest. Listen, the money changers are the sinners and the young ones who we perfect to grow in Christ. Unbelievers and new ones. We have to use our talent from the Lord on them. Then through them, we will gain the interest. They are the interest. We have to do business until the Lord comes. Whether or not we get persons, we must still be busy to do our business. No doing means no gaining. We should not consider that we are okay and be self-contented. Sooner or later, we all will see him to give him an account. And that also is from the Training and Practice of the Vital Groups, page 17. Then, two, not only gain new members, but feeding them. The newborn believers in Christ. You know, saints, life changes people. And feeding them, right, will help them grow. And the growth in life will change them. The Lord is wise. You know, this is the way to deal with the world and the self, even. He needs to increase in us. And I would say something else about us who are the nourishing ones. You know, you could be exhorted, don't love the world, right? Don't love the world. And we need that. But on the other hand, if you have your hands full of new ones, you won't have time for the world. You know, there's two ways to go about it. We could exhort or we could practice. Practice with our hands full of people. How glorious that is.
Amen.
Our hands are full of people.
Amen.
How glorious that is.
Amen.
And spontaneously, the world, I got new ones.
Right.
Satan, I got new ones. You know, the wife, you know, Brother Lee told the story, you know, before she has the child, very careful with the hair, very careful with the hair. But after the child is born and her whole being is centered on the child, boing, 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 right? Boing, boing, boing. You know, who cares about the hair? I've got the child. People, that's right. Then three, in perfecting the saints, as they grow, their growth calls for perfecting. Right? They need to be trained, taught in a good sense. And then four, in the building up of the churches, for the building up of the body by prophesying, speaking for God. And saints, when we talk about prophesying, We're talking about us prophesying together with those new ones. You know, not, you know, Lord cover me, not with the same group that you've been with for 20 years. You know, you prophesy, we're prophesying. Oh, we're in the God-ordained way. We, you know, we read morning revival and we prophesy, right, Richard? You know, we may think. No, we need to get new ones. You prophesy with the new ones.
Amen.
And those dear ones.
Amen.
Those very dear ones that have been here for 10 or 20 years. We love them, but we love to have the new ones. We love to have the new ones. We prophesy with them for the building up of the body. If only a few speak, the body of Christ cannot be built. We'll see more about this tomorrow night. Now, I need to forge ahead and finish this message. Brother Jim, am I doing okay time-wise? Okay. B, small b. These overcomers, their success is to be vital. That means living and active. And their success, B, little b, is to overcome the degradation of the church. They're the overcomers of the degradation of the church. The overcomers are a success here. In the church life, it's wonderful to be in the church life, but saints, to be in the church life is no guarantee that you will be an overcomer. Let me repeat that. We're all thankful that we are here to Jerusalem. We have come. We're through with Babylon. We've gathered to be one. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
To be in the church life, that's one thing. But it doesn't guarantee that you will be an overcomer. I would say it's the best setting. I mean, after all, we're hearing a word like this, right? As poor as it may be. But it's no guarantee just, oh, I'm in the local church. No, careful, careful. You're in Jerusalem, but are you Zion? Are you Zion in Jerusalem? We need to stay in the local church, but we need to be in the vital way in the local church. Then God's judgment for the overcomers have succeeded, but the majority of saints are defeated. Saints, we need to ponder this. Oh, I hate Satan's blanket that he throws over us when we hear a word like this. You know, there will be few overcomers. Remember that quote I read to you a year ago? Maybe you don't. Where Brother Lee talked about at the judgment seat, the four questions, you know, about begetting, nourishing, perfecting, prophesying. And then he made a statement. He said, I don't think the number of overcomers will be that large. You know, when I read that, oh, that bothered me. And we need to be bothered. We need to be sobered. Lord, bother us with a good bothering. The majority will be defeated. Little a, the reward of the full enjoyment of Christ in the kingdom. That is God's judgment, so to speak, positive judgment for the overcomers. They're enjoying Christ today, but the enjoyment will be in full in the kingdom. They will, subpoint one, will reign with Christ in his glory. Saints, don't you want that?
Amen.
Tepid amen.
Amen.
The very weak amen. This may mean you're not even with me in what I'm saying. Full enjoyment will be in the kingdom, and we have no idea what that will be. You know, in John 15, the Lord is talking about fruit bearing. And in verse 11, he said, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you. And that your joy may be made full. What kind of joy is this? The joy of the triune God.
Amen.
Think about it. The joy of the triune God in you.
Amen.
That is the portion in the kingdom.
Amen.
Glory and joy.
Amen.
And your joy made full. Saints, do you think you have some enjoyment? I think we all do. Yeah, I do. I have some enjoyment. Well, tomorrow I'm just going to have bothering. We may think we're in the enjoyment, but if we're not overcoming, especially overcoming our barrenness, we may be deceiving ourselves. Oh, my joy in you.
Amen.
Think about that. And your joy made full. We will reign with Christ in his glory.
Amen.
If we endure, 2 Timothy 2:12 says, I think we read it, if we endure, we will reign with Christ. And Revelation 20, we read that one. We will reign with him 1,000 years. What's that? The kingdom. Saints, you want to reign?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Yes, we do. Two. To partake of the joy of Christ in his kingdom. And you know, we have other verses here in Matthew 25. The Lord says, enter into the joy of your Lord. What is that? It's like joy is a sphere. The joy of your Lord is a sphere. You know, you can enter into. In the kingdom, you enter into the sphere of the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, that's me being crazy times 1,000. We will reign with him for 1,000 years. We'll partake of the joy. The two main items of reward are glory and joy.
Amen.
We reign in his glory and we have his joy.
Amen.
Then, saints, to finish up, this is still God's quote, quote, judgment on the overcomer. You know, we could say, you know, God's good appraisal. Little b, the salvation of the soul from losing Christ in the age of righteousness. That is the kingdom. The kingdom is also called the age of righteousness, the 1,000 years. And in that 1,000 years, there is this salvation of the soul. And the Lord talked about that actually in Matthew 16, did he not? But saving our soul, soul life. And this salvation from losing Christ, the enjoyment of Christ, little one, is to be saved from being cast out into darkness in the age of discipline. That will be the portion of the non-overcoming ones, the non-overcomers. They will lose Christ in a sense. In Matthew 24, Brother Jim and I were talking about this before the meeting. There's that phrase, cut asunder, cut asunder. They will be cut asunder, cut off. That's like John 15 with the branch. Cut asunder from the vine, from the rich enjoyment of Christ. This is serious. Lose the enjoyment of Christ in the age of the kingdom. We don't want to do that. And number two, they're also saved from being cut off from the full enjoyment of Christ in his glory. Cut asunder, saved, you remain joined, in a sense. Defeated, you're cut off. Even today, there's the possibility, if you read John 15, verses 2 and 6, there's a possibility to be cut off. And people don't realize it. They've been cut off from the enjoyment of Christ. They may think that appreciating points in a message is enjoyment. It's not. That's not the real joy of the Lord. The real joy of the Lord is bearing fruit.
Amen.
And that is what makes the Father glorified.
Amen.
That's joy.
Amen.
You know, in John 16, right, Mike? The Lord talks about the newborn child. And the mother forgets all the travail because a man has been born into the world.
Amen.
He's joyful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't want to be cut off, cut asunder from the full enjoyment of Christ in his glory. We won't perish. That doesn't mean that, but we'll be cut off from the enjoyable Christ in the kingdom, and our portion will be exclusion, outer darkness. Think about it, saints. Don't, I don't like to think about such things. I wish this brother would go home. Why is he talking like this? Why can't we talk about the New Jerusalem? Well, God's move on the earth, Roman numeral 2, is to consummate the New Jerusalem for the fulfillment of God's desire. This is the ultimate consummation of God's move on the earth. And the overcomers today are being vitalized to cooperate with God ultimately for this.
Amen.
That is the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
I'm finished.